Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
We're involved. 12 people wounded, one is dead. An absolutely brilliant result is what Ukrainian President Zelensky calls it. Ukrainian drones attacked 4 Russian military airfields overnight, damaging or destroying about 40 planes, including bombers. That's billions of dollars in damage to Russia's military, says ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy.
It's really unprecedented, and it's going to be reviewed by everyone. It shows that the Ukrainians are definitely still in this fight. Any idea that they're losing, I think, is going to be turned around by this.
After the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli troops opened fire on people at a food distribution center in Rafah, Israeli military officials say Israeli troops acted against several suspects. This is ABC News. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is over the upper Midwest. Singh strongly regrets President Trump's plan to double tariffs on foreign steel to 50%. Officials with the European Union, they say if they can't negotiate an acceptable deal, they'll take their own action. Honoring the lives of 9/11 first responders, thousands of runners took part today in the annual Tunnel to Towers climb at One World Trade Center in New York. Runners included Michael Burke, brother of Fire Department Captain Billy Burke, one of the 343 firefighters killed in the 2001 attack.
I think of, you know, my brother Billy. You know, that day he told his men to keep going. I'm right behind you. So that's what I was thinking going up those stairs. Just keep going, don't quit. He never stopped. He made sure his men got out. He's always trying to get more out.
The Tunnel Towers Foundation says runners scale the 104 stories of One World Trade Center to raise money for injured veterans and first responders. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 55, partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer tomorrow with a high of 87. Winds will be south-southwest 10 to 20. A few clouds and unseasonably warm tomorrow night. Some possible light showers could develop with a low of 68, and winds will be out of the south around 10 with gusts up to 20. Currently in Richland Center, it is a hazy sunshine outside. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC AutoWorks in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC AutoWorks is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC AutoWorks. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Today is Sunday, June 1st. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Sarah Stibbe with the Richland Hospital and Clinics was recently announced as the 2025 recipient of the Rural Health Ambassador Award. This accolade, created by the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative, is presented annually to a hospital employee who has gone above and beyond the call of duty in promoting their respective organizations and made significant contributions to rural health care in general. Stibbe's dual title of Administrative Assistant for Patient Care and Volunteer Program Director might offer insight into her day-to-day work, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. She started Club Scrub, a volunteer educational program designed to expose middle school students to the varied world of health care professions. She also collaborates with local schools to coordinate volunteer opportunities for teens at the Richland Hospital and clinics and school-to-work programs for high school students. Stibbe is also often the first in line to assist partners of the Richland Hospital and clinics to carry out fundraising events and is a primary organizer for holiday giving trees. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. A powerful legislative committee has inched forward on the next state budget. Charlie Pittman reports.
On Thursday, the Joint Finance Committee approved updates to the public employee pension system and continued funding for youth firefighter training programs. They also voted to keep five call center positions at the Department of Safety and Professional Services for another 3 years. That agency handles licensing for workers in hundreds of skilled trades, from electricians to nurses. Democrats on the committee pushed to make those staff positions permanent and to add even more staff to help speed up licensing. They point out the agency is self-funded through licensing fees. But with Republicans holding the majority, those changes didn't make it in.
Deb Andraka says the Department of Safety and Professional Services has been a success story deserving of support.
The median time to get a license is only 15 days. But instead, we are taking things away and we are jeopardizing the customer service, excellent customer service, that we should be providing to Wisconsinites. So for me, it's more like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Committee co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement that the Republican budget investment ensures the agency can continue to operate effectively and provide critical services. Hurricane season starts in the Atlantic today, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an enzo neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's Senior Farmers Market voucher time. Grant and Richland County residents 60 or older or a Native American age 55 or older meeting the income requirements are eligible. The limits are $2,413 a month for an individual and $3,261 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $25 per qualifying individual. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. These vouchers are good until October 31st. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations during the month of June on a first-come, first-served basis. In Richland County, the first voucher distribution will be held tomorrow from 10 to 11 at the Community Services Building in Conference Room AB. After the last date listed in June, any remaining vouchers can be given as walk-in to the ADRC. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. The first day to pick up vouchers in Grant County will be held on Wednesday from 11 to noon at the Platteville Senior Center. If you have any questions, please call 608-723-6113 or 1-800-514-0066. On distribution dates, please be prepared to wait. There is a limited number of vouchers for each distribution date. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium is asking every livestock owner to renew and update their livestock premises registration. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept, and current registrants must renew their premises registration by July 31st. All registrants should have received email registration notification from DATCAP. However, registrants without email addresses will receive a letter this spring. Livestock owners must register their premises regardless of the number of animals they keep. There is no cost to register. DATCAP uses the information to rapidly respond to animal disease outbreaks to protect animal health, the food supply, public safety, and Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Registrant information is never shared or sold commercially. Registration renewal is required every 3 years. By reviewing the information on the renewal form and providing an update on 2WLIC, current registrants can renew their premises registration or, as required, report that they no longer house livestock. Those who need to register a new location can find more information on DATCAP's website. Failing to register a premises can result in fines and ineligibility for state indemnity payments if animals are condemned due to disease exposure. Livestock owners can register new premises or renew previous registrations by following the instructions included in the email directing to review their existing premises registration information directly online. Visit wiid.org/premises-registration-renewal. Calling WLIC at 888-808-1910 or downloading and mailing a paper application or returning the renewal form. Registrants will receive confirmation once their registration or renewal is processed. Premises ID numbers may be required by certain municipalities, organizations, and/or fairs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking qualified stakeholder applicants to serve on the Beaver Management Plan Committee. The DNR invites organizations with an interest in beaver management to visit the Beaver Management Plan webpage to learn about the required qualifications, read the committee's charter, find application materials, and apply for a seat on the committee. Applications will be accepted until June 20th. The purpose of the BMPC is to provide input to the DNR while it develops an updated beaver management plan. 10 committee seats will be made available by application to interested stakeholder organizations, which will represent a variety of interests regarding beavers in Wisconsin. Representation on the committee will include organizations that represent trapping, fishing, and cold water, wetlands and habitat, environmental, conservation and education, and agricultural. One additional stakeholder seat is available for a qualified organization or individual with a unique perspective on beaver management that does not belong on the broad interest groups mentioned. Additional seats on the BMPC will be reserved for staff from the DNR, the federal government, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, and Wisconsin's tribal nations. Updating the beaver management plan will occur through 2026 to ensure enough time for public participation and incorporation of the most recent scientific data. Forming the BMPC is the first step in this process. In the coming months, the DNR will hold a public input opportunity to gather feedback on the future direction of beaver management in Wisconsin. Later in the process, the DNR will release an initial draft of the beaver management plan for public review and comment. Staff will digest the collected input and make the necessary edits to correct a final draft. The DNR will then take the final draft of the plan to the National Resources Board for approval. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Today is Sunday, June 1st. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, June 8th, from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You are listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have hazy conditions and increasing clouds as we head into later tonight. Temperatures will be dropping down to the mid-50s for overnight lows. Winds will be coming in from the south-southeast around 5 miles an hour. Heading into our Monday, it is going to be much warmer. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 80s. Going to feel more like summer for the area. Partly cloudy skies and breezy winds will be coming from the south-southwest about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Heading into Monday night, a few clouds and unseasonably warm. Some possible light rain showers could be developing during the overnight hours. Lows will be dropping only to the mid to upper 60s. Winds will be coming from the south around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Tuesday, we're expecting showers and storms moving in by mid-morning. Up to an inch of rain is possible through the late evening hours. Highs are expected to be mostly in the mid-70s. Winds will be coming from the south and then shifting, coming from the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Looking at Wednesday, some lingering light showers through the day in the southeast tip of the region, and some peaks of sunshine are expected with mild conditions, highs upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday, more clouds than sun can be expected with a few isolated showers possible. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 70s. As we head into the end of the week on Friday, sun and cloud mix through the day with a 20% chance of scattered showers through the day. A possible thunderstorm could develop as well, highs once again in the low to mid 70s. For our Saturday, as we kick into next weekend, mixed skies can be expected with a few spotty showers and possible thunderstorms expected in the late afternoon. Highs are going to be in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we have hazy sunshine and a temperature of 76 degrees after a high today of 77 and a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 74 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1934 is 100 degrees. Record low is 33 set back in 1992. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:35 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:24. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94 and we have received no precipitation so far today. And right now our temperature is now back up to our daytime high of 77 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Today, Cazenovia hosted Sauk Prairie in Hometown League Baseball, which was also our featured broadcast heard earlier on right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Sauk Twins picked up a win over the Caz Reds, final score of 12-2 in Sunday League Hometown League Baseball. Game was tied at 2 in the third inning as Cazenovia came back with a couple of runs and a couple of hits. And even the score at 2, but after that, Sauk went on to score 10 unanswered runs on the way to the win. Big hitters including Mike Jordahl, who had a two-run home run in the third inning. Ty Briskey was 3-for-4 with 3 RBI. Spencer Eilish had 3 RBI. And number 9 hitter Joe Carlson, 4-for-4 with 3 RBI, including a double as well. For the Caz Reds, hits for Nathan Bauer, Micah Salisbury, Monty Jennings, and Aaron Hipsch, but it wasn't enough today. The win goes the way of Adam Ballweg. Austin Pagel came on for 3 innings of relief work. Aaron Hipsch works 6 innings for the Reds, 1 inning of relief work from Monty Jennings as well. The Reds fall to 0-3 in Sunday League action, and Sauk Twins now 1-2 after their victory. The line score today, 12 runs for Sauk on 14 hits. There were no errors and 9 left on. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on for the Caz Reds. Once again, the final in a 7-inning game called because of the 10-run rule. It is Sauk Prairie getting the win over Cazenovia, 12-2 in home talent baseball. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And we have the following finals to pass along. First of all, Middleton beat Cross Plains 9-3. It was Sulzburg-Benton over Dodgeville 4-3. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb beat Argyle by a score of 8-3. It was Sauk Prairie over Cazenovia, as just mentioned, as Phil just mentioned, 12-2. Black Earth beat Wanakee 6-1. McFarland defeated Albion by a score of 13-9. Wisconsin Dells beat Ryo 5-4. It was Monona over DeForest 7-1. Cambridge beat Lake Mills by a score of 24-4. Stoughton defeated Jefferson 13-8. It was Utica over Footville 5-3. And Fort Atkinson, beat Evansville by a score of 5-1. And Phil will have all the Home Talent League scores tomorrow morning on his sports report. Pinch hitter Jake Bowers had a go-ahead two-run double in the seventh inning, helping the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2 to complete a three-game sweep and extend their winning streak to 7. Bowers was batting for Eric Haas in Christian Yelich's spot in the lineup. Yelich left with a bruised right hand after being hit by a pitch in the first inning. It was Milwaukee's first series sweep in Philadelphia since 2015. Jose Quintana pitched 5 solid innings in his return from the injured list with left shoulder impingement, and the Phillies have lost 4 straight. So the Brewers will try to see if they can continue their winning ways when they go to Cincinnati tomorrow to take on the Reds. They'll open a 3-game series there, and the first pitch will be at 6:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:35. Also in the Major League Baseball today, we have the following scores to pass along. It was the Rangers beating the Cardinals by a score of 8-1. The Red Sox beat the Braves 3-1. It was the Orioles over the White Sox 3-2. The Blue Jays defeated the Athletics 8-4. The Mets beat the Rockies by a score of 5-3. The Guardians defeated the Angels 4-2. It was the Giants over the Marlins 4-2. The Astros beat the Rays 1-0. The Tigers shut out the Royals 1-0. And the Cubs beat the Reds 7-3. Games that are currently going on in the majors. In the bottom of the eighth, the Diamondbacks are leading the Nationals 3-1. The Mariners are shutting out the Twins in the top of the ninth, 1-0. In the top of the fourth, it's the Pirates leading the Padres, 4-1. And the Yankees play the Dodgers tonight on Sunday Night Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have designated left-handed pitcher Tyler Alexander for assignment. The Brewers made the move before today's game with the Philadelphia Phillies to create more room on the roster for left-hander Jose Quintana as he returns from the injured list. The 30-year-old Alexander had a 3-5 record with a 6.19 ERA and once saved the season while making 21 appearances. He posted a 9.24 ERA in the month of May. Alexander allowed 5 runs in the ninth inning of a 17-7 victory over the Phillies yesterday. Pascal Siakam scored 31 points. Tyrese Halliburton had 21 points and 13 assists, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away for a 125-108 victory over the New York Knicks in Game 6 of last night's game to reach the NBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. Obi Toppin added 18 points and 6 rebounds against his former team as the gold-clad crowd gave the starters a roaring ovation as they departed with 47.2 seconds left. Indiana will visit Oklahoma City for Game 1 on Thursday night. Oklahoma City spent most of the regular season alone atop the Western Conference standings and just kept adding to its lead. Indiana didn't spend a single day atop the Eastern Conference standings and was still under the 500 mark in early January. Different paths, same destination. It will be the Thunder and the Pacers squaring off when the NBA Finals start in Oklahoma City on Thursday night, a matchup of two clubs that weren't exactly on the similar paths this season. Florida coach Paul Maurice keeps the day today routine simple. Show up for work early and have copious amounts of coffee. Trust assistant coaches to do their jobs. Sit in on meetings when needed. Hammer home a consistent message with players. Swear a little bit sometimes. Swear profusely at other times. Hey, it works. In the Stanley Cup Final for a third consecutive season with the Panthers, Maurice's style continues to deliver results for Florida. He was 41-51 in his playoff career before coming to Florida. He is 41-21 in his playoff career with Florida. And Carlos Alcaraz has called himself for breaking the rules at the French Open and conceded a point during his four-set victory over Ben Shelton. Shelton whipped a passing shot well out of Alcaraz's reach up at the net today. So Alcaraz flung his racket, and as his equipment flipped through the air, its string made contact with the ball and sent it back over the net. Initially, defending champion Alcaraz was awarded the point, but he immediately went over the chair umpire to admit that he wasn't holding his racket when it touched the ball. Alcaraz wound up winning 7-6, 6-3, 4-6, and 6-4. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
see me in the rain on the night she left, begging please don't say goodbye yet. Who says a man don't beg? Says a man don't cry.
Looks good on you. Wasn't very long ago we were sitting on a lost dirt road. used to do, sipping all night long to your favorite tunes. If you ever get tired of the concrete life, those honking horns, them flashing lights, got a jar of shine if you need it. Under the seat, you know where I keep it. Hey girl, turn off your cell phone, put your blue jeans on.
Your fake ID for a pit stop. Grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing, 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. Every small town's got an overpass, graffiti promises it never lasts, memories sneaking through that coat of new paint. Every small town has a heart that runs deep, it's got its fair share of mental beats. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across the red, white, and blue, this is the only small town that's got you. The only small town that's got you. Picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water tower, sunset kisses at golden hour. But of all the map dots across how this got you. The only small town that's got you.
Great song there by Roseanne Cash with Tennessee Flat Top Box. And before that, we had Chris Chitsey with Every Small Town. Our time right now is 5:48, and still that hazy sunshine out there. Winds out of the north, northwest at 3 miles per hour, and our temperature is now back down to 76 degrees. So not too bad of a drop. It's a beautiful day weekend, and looks like a lot of rain coming up by the beginning of this week and by maybe Monday night and into Tuesday. Tuesday is supposed to be the biggest, maybe a possibly an inch of rain. And we'll keep you informed on right here on WRCO on that weather and see if there's anything that's significant out of it. And hopefully you won't cancel a lot of the tournaments. There's a lot of tournament games going on Tuesday. So hopefully the weather cooperates for that. I'm sure they're going to have to find some way to get it in. They definitely got to, being it's tournament time. So whether it be try to maybe push the time back or maybe push it to a different date, we have to wait to see, because Wednesday, they're talking like Wednesday might be a little bit better. So that's a good possibility there. But we'll see what happens. And we'll keep you informed tomorrow. Phil will let you know tomorrow morning what's going on and throughout the day. And then Joanne and Bo and myself throughout later in the day and let you know what's going on for sure. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with a Jones Chevrolet keychain was found on Highway 58 coming into Casanova. And if this sounds like yours, give a call to 608-475-7691. And coming up here at the top of the hour, not too far away, Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. Bo will be playing you some great classic country music, and Bo knows classic country music. So be sure to tune in if you love, especially if you love classic country music, to Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 on WRCO.com. And you can take Bo on the go with the Civic Media app.
The 44th Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. Stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change. Calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
That was the great Garth Brooks with Callin' Baton Rouge. Well, it's 5:57, time for me to wrap things up and make room for old country and have Bo Hendricks bring you some great classic country music from for your entertainment from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be in with the sports report at 5:20, and then I'll be on after the ag report with some great music to take you up till the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow night. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Mr. Phil Nee, right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. All right. Well, it's time for me to get westbound and down, but Jerry Reed has different ideas. He wants to head eastbound and down. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch our bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 55. Partly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer tomorrow, high 87. Wind south-southwest 10 to 20. A few clouds and unseasonably warm tomorrow night. Some possible light showers could develop, low 68.